All conference girls track teams have been announced from the Ridge and Valley. Kickapoo LaFarge won the league this year at the annual meet. They also dominated at regional and sectional and had a great showing at state this year. These girl team members are first teamers, including Ava Young, Katie Rando, Tierney Arndt, Kendall Andelsick, Colby Andelsick, Braylon Culver, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Shell Woolman as well. From DeSoto, Paisley Eggy, Bryn Venner, Kylie Venner, Maria Garcia, and McKenna Gilman, along with Peyton Sprosty. From North Crawford, Ingrid Karstens, and also from Wasika Steuben, Chloe Manning, Isabella Bunders, Emma Udelhoven, Elena Martin, and Brinley Benoit. Second-team All-Conference members from the RNV include Lena Isbell of DeSoto, from Kickapoo LaFarge, Madison Glass, Harlow Fleehardy, and Madeline Smith, North Crawford's Olivia Ike, and Allison Bromlin, Brielle Deckert, Shaylee Nelson, and Genesee Sousa. From honorable mention category, Lena Schmidt and Jada Grimsled of North Crawford. The girls' all-sportsmanship teams include Lena Isbell of DeSoto, Faith Stanitschka, Ithaca Weston, Harlow Fleehardy, Kickapoo LaFarge, Ingrid Karstens, North Crawford, Rita Syme, Seneca, and Chloe Manning, Wasika Steuben. The Field Event Athlete of the Year, Tierney Arndt of Kickapoo LaFarge. The Runners of the Year, Chloe Walter, Kickapoo LaFarge, Paisley Eggy, DeSoto, and Ingrid Karstens, North Crawford. Nick Mooney, coach of the DeSoto girls track team, was named as the coach of the year. On Monday night, the Simon Shark swim team had their second meet of the season, where a small contingent of 26 Sharks made the trek to Schulzburg to compete against Schulzburg and Mineral Point. While team scores have not yet been finalized, individually the Sharks did very well. Veteran Eve Brawl had her strongest meet to date for the 8 and under girls, finishing second in the short freestyle, third in backstroke, and first in the distance freestyle. Also, rookie Alex Hoffner earned her first career victory, first place finish in the girls 8 and under butterfly. Marin Kelman completed her first distance freestyle relay race, and rookies Marilyn Wachter and Danielle Worthington both made major improvements in their times for the 8 and under girls. Zaylee Kelman finished first in the freestyle and individual medley for the 9 and 10 year old girls. Harper Adler finished second in the freestyle and third in the butterfly and the individual medley. Brooklyn Worthington finished third in the distance freestyle. Lavea Hamlin swam a very strong race in the backstroke. The 9 and 10-year-old boys swam extremely well. Bennett Heisel had a first-place finish in the freestyle, backstroke, and individual medley. Emmerich Kelman finished second in freestyle and backstroke and first in the distance freestyle. Matthew Hardy finished third in freestyle and first in the butterfly and breaststroke. Lucas Rogers finished third in backstroke and second in breaststroke. The 11 to 12 year old girls had a strong showing, with Lauren Chambers earning a second in the freestyle and a first in both the breaststroke and individual medley. Claire Hying finished second in the butterfly and the individual medley. Kaylin Burns finished second in breaststroke and third place in backstroke. Morgan Worthington swam to a third place finish in the distance freestyle. The L team, consisting of Luke and Levi Fretz and Liam Rogers, led the way for the 11 and 12-year-old boys. Levi finished third in backstroke and second in butterfly and the individual medley. Luke finished first in the distance freestyle and third in breaststroke. Liam Rogers finished second in breaststroke. Will Harpin had three first-place finishes for the 13 and 14-year-old boys in freestyle, butterfly, and individual medley. Clancy Hying tied for second in the breaststroke and swam to first place in the distance freestyle and backstroke. Liam Hamlin had a third-place finish in the backstroke. Haley Cahoot finished first in the backstroke and the individual medley for the 15 to 18-year-old girls, while Leah Chambers had first-place finishes in the freestyle, butterfly, and backstroke. Lucian Hamlin finished in third place in the 15 to 18-year-old boys' breaststroke and butterfly. The Sharks have a week full of practice and will hit the road again on June 30th for the Boscobel Relays. Church League softball schedule tonight. Grace Community features a battle with Richland Baptist Temple 2 on the East Diamond at 7. The Mission will umpire at 8:10. Free Methodist will play the Mission. Baptist Temple 3 will umpire. And at 9:20, Five Points Lutheran plays Richland Baptist Temple 3. Free Methodist will umpire. And on the West Diamond, Knights of Columbus plays Richland Baptist Temple 1 at 7. Boscobel will umpire. At 8:10, Boscobel Assembly of God plays St. Mary's Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. And Church of the Nazarene has the league bye. On the state scene, veteran starter Brandon Woodruff made his return from the injured list. A memorable one. Woodruff retired the first 16 batters he faced and only allowed one hit in six shutout innings as Milwaukee edged the Reds in 10 innings, 2-1. Joey Ortiz broke the scoreless tie in the 10th with a sacrifice fly and the eventual winning run scored on a wild pitch. Trevor McGill was the winning pitcher. Talking about his night and his comeback, here is Brandon Woodruff.
We've put in a lot of work here the last couple weeks leading up to today, in between starts, trying to get the delivery back to consistent and, getting some more direction towards home plate. And to be honest, it took me a couple innings to find it there. I was able to battle back, and so that was good.
Woody says his velocity got better as the game went on.
I've always been a slow starter, but in the past, before surgery, it's more the 93, 94, and then it goes up. Now it's a little less than that, and that's okay. I just try to put the ball in good spots, and the hitter tells me everything. So if I'm seeing guys, if they're late, whether it's 90, 91, it still plays, and I try to treat it that way.
Brandon Sprout will start tonight's game in Cincinnati, game number 2 of the series. The Cubs and the Mets postponed. Washington 4-1 over Philadelphia. The Cardinals beat Arizona 3-2. San Diego 1-0 over Atlanta. In the American League, Kansas City 2 and Tampa Bay 1. Detroit 5-3 over the Yankees. Toronto 4-2 over Houston. The White Sox 6, Cleveland 5. Baltimore 6-1 over the Angels. Interleague play, Texas 4-3 over Miami. The Dodgers 2, Minnesota 1, Colorado 3-2 over Boston. Top story on the state scene, the trading of Giannis Antetokounmpo. My old broadcast school buddy, Bill Scott, has more.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis sent to Miami for four players, including Tyler Herro and Jaime Jaquez, as well as K.L. Ware and Kasparis Iachimiadis. They get three first-round picks, including number 13 in tonight's draft, a pick swap, and a second-round selection. Herro grew up just outside of Milwaukee, attended Whitnall High School in Greenfield, made the All-Star team in 2025, and averaged 19.5 points a game over seven seasons with the Heat. Giannis spent 13 seasons in Milwaukee, was a 10-time All-Star, two-time MVP and Defensive Player of the Year in 2020. He led the Bucks to their first NBA championship in 50 years when they took the 2021 title. But plagued by injuries, Giannis played just 36 games last season, averaging 27.6 points and 9.8 rebounds a game, shooting 62%. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now some various fan reactions after hearing the news of the trade.
You hear the words Giannis getting traded and you think what?
Disappointed. I think they got another championship if they could get him the supporting cast that he needs.
You know, Giannis has given everything to the city, so I mean, he's in a lot, but I kind of feel like it's time. Get what we can get for him and time to move on.
I want what's best for him, honestly. I would say I'm more of a Giannis fan than a Bucks fan.
My blood is Giannis's blood.
If you want to win a championship in the NBA today, you get yourself five defensive guys.
It is sort of a lateral move. I mean, I think Miami will have to make some other moves to be a serious contender. I mean, I couldn't name anybody else.
Yeah, overall, it's kind of lukewarm. I really wish it happened a couple years ago.
You think we're going to get a guy who's going to want to play in the middle of January? You think he's going to be able to get up for a game and it's 4 degrees outside? No. But we had a guy we knew who was down for whatever, and we give him away to Miami.
That is an update on sports. I am Phil Nee.